You are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne is with us now to make light of holiday weight gain and his forward progress to becoming the svelte Brian of yore.
And a very good morning to you all. How's the diet going, huh? Or is it gone? Have I raised a rather sensitive issue for ye? Don't tell me the diet is over already. When the new year swings in, many people see this as an opportunity to slim down enough to get back into that bikini. And it's not just the men either. As for myself, well, I'm busy fighting the flab and the battle of the bulge is in full swing. And guess what? I'm winning. Which is just as well. Because believe you me, if you think I'm moderately amusing now, you should see me when I'm in the shower. I'm hilarious. Oh, my wife will tell you now, I have the perfect physique for radio. My problem is the waistline. At Christmas there now, I was about 20 pounds overweight. God, I looked like I was 8 months pregnant. Well, at least that's what I would tell myself when I got out of the shower. And jeans that were once comfortable, well, they were now positively hurting me. The killer blow, though, came when the modelling agency called to say that they had no need for a fat-arsed git. Oh, I knew then that my life had become unstuck and that I either got it back on the rails again or I would possibly turn to drugs and drive-by shootings. And since the school board tends to take a rather dim view of that sort of behaviour when displayed by their teachers, well, I now didn't have much choice, did I? Huh? By the way, a word of warning here for those of you that are considering making a trip to Ireland. Due to unfortunate family circumstances there now recently, I had to make 2 trips home, but I'm convinced that when I got off the plane, I was surreptitiously met by fairies each time I went, and they presented me with 5 pounds of lard. Then there was the Christmas and all the extra indulgences. And when people ask me now, what did I get for Christmas? I say, £10. Voila! Before you know it, you're now lugging around an extra £20. Almost a stone and a half. A what? A stone and a half. Look, okay, I know I've had a go at ye for your use of the medieval form of measurement here and your steadfast refusal to adopt the metric system. So I have to confess that in Ireland and in England, people still refer to the stone as a unit of measurement, but only when determining a person's weight. A stone is 14 pounds, so a stone and a half would be 14 plus 7, 21 pounds. I was talking to my nephew there now on the phone the other day back in Ireland, and I told him I had a stone and a half to lose. Says he, oh, it'll be hard enough now to lose that 10 kilos, won't it? So maybe he's right. But I must say now, and at the risk of sounding like a sanctimonious braggart, so far, so good. I'm almost halfway there. The first week is arguably the hardest, but it's also the most rewarding because the weight just seems to fall off you. It was really, really hard though for me because we had a big party in our house there just around Christmas, and in the build-up to it, the wife was having nightmares that the place wouldn't be ready, whereas I was having nightmares that we'd run out of drink. So I kind of overdid it on the stocking up. But now, all that spare booze is sitting there, staring at me, begging for my attention like a little puppy. But I can't touch a drop of it until I lose the 20 pounds. A friend of mine, a local lad there, was trying to be helpful and he suggested that I just gargle the booze. Oh God, little did he know, this is precisely how the British used to torture the Irish. They'd allow you to just gargle the whiskey and then you'd have to spit it out. And for an Irishman, that's worse than waterboarding. Have a lovely day and good luck with your diet.
That was Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.